Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. One of America's favorite snack foods is the taco, and we love it so much we even gave it its own night of the week, Taco Tuesdays. But it wasn't always so. People used to think of it as a cheap Mexican street food, not worthy of our interest. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, what happened to the humble taco that helped it capture our hearts?
It was probably Taco Bell.
I think you're right.
Yeah, those guys rocketed tacos into the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's definitely not what we want to talk about. I think tacos are, maybe a humble food, but certainly with really quality ingredients, they're actually really a very elegant food, I mean, if made correctly. I think the first debate, which is wide open with no answer, is what is the tortilla made out of? There's the choice of corn or flour. And that's a tough one, and I think it all depends where you come from, you know, regionally. Interesting enough, I kind of prefer the flour tortilla because it's softer and easier to manage, but with noticeably less flavor than the corn tortilla, which tends, I mean, if not made really well, can be a little crumbly and challenging for the taco eater.
This is true.
And we're not even going to talk about the hard shell taco that came with the El Paso taco kit.
Right.
We just like to wrap the softer tortillas around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the toppings. I mean, I think that we've also gone a little crazy with what we put on top of it. I mean, I think there are three traditional sauces that go on the taco. There's salsa rojo, which is a red sauce that I think a lot of people know of. And I think it's also often confused with pico de gallo.
Right.
Pico de gallo is the fresh chopped up vegetables. That's a lovely topping. Salsa rojo or salsa, which we call it, is a cooked version of that. So you take the same thing, you cook it, and you puree it. And that's a great one. Salsa negro, the dark sauce, is made from chipotle peppers. And it's just a very rich, you know, sort of warming sauce. And then salsa verde is the traditional tomatillo-based salsa that's roasted as well and pureed. And those three are, I think that you choose whatever you want in your taco and one of those three goes on and that's it. I mean, that to me is a perfect taco.
Right. What kind of proteins do you want to use?
Yeah, and again, this is so regional if you're in Mexico or even in southern Texas. It goes from the coastline where fish tacos are prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy the small pieces of fish battered and fried, sort of the fried fish taco.
I haven't had that. Wow.
Oh yeah, they're really good. And I go to with salsa verde for those.
Sure.
But also the more traditional like ceviche or just fresh fish tossed in citrus juice made into the taco. And then as you move inland or up towards Texas, obviously beef starts to play a big prevalent part. And traditionally it's braised beef, you know, like it's not ground beef. I think that like a lot of people think ground beef and that's
the
Taco Bell model is ground beef. But the traditional braised cuts, whether it's, you know, shoulder or shank, braised with, you know, certainly cumin and then a variety of other spices, slow cooked and then pulled really are sort of the center of the taco.
Well, we're going to put all these ideas on the website so people can go out and make up their own. They are delicious. Have a happy Taco Tuesday. I'm Al Spohler.
Yeah, and I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.